But we're trying to do the best that we can do on it. We do hear you. That is real dollars out of your pocket. And, you know, I mean, I get it. And honestly, I really appreciate you. You actually brought up a couple things that I didn't know. The last gentleman did, you know, that are just kind of bringing some facets to it. And it's like a lot of law. You can have a law that's passed, that you read that law and you go, oh, that makes sense, like the 15%. Mm-hmm. But there's another law, but there's another rule over here to where you're like, oh, well, now that it seems to contradict somewhere and it doesn't 100% make sense. So how does this, what does this look like? How does it connect? And that's why you have people making judgments on the different things. So that's why we're hearing some of this, to get as much knowledge on it as we can. So,
well, the other thing I just want to comment on the record about is, if it sounds like I was not notified of what my tax is going to be, because from what I'm hearing from this group is that my tax are higher than what I've been notified, and I haven't had an opportunity to know that. To, you know,
can I see those?
Sure. If the tax is actually different than what I've been notified, and I haven't been able to appeal actual price
for us, 127.
I would think that would be another big problem that we would have as a county, that you can't tax something that you haven't even notified about and given an opportunity to appeal.
Okay, so can you help me? I'm having trouble figuring out which. Well, okay, I see the parcel number. Okay, so I got parcel number, and I know you explained this a second ago, but so I got a card in the mail, and it says I'm going to go off appraised value. It says, okay, would you consider $268,500 to be the fair market for this value? I'm looking on my sheet, and it's saying the market, it's saying that it's $291,832. So I got the card in the mail. Help me understand what the challenge is with this.
Well, what happened was, like I said, when we were still working through the end of, till the books closed.
Okay.
And so Ulrich takes a whole batch and they put it in to send the cards out through the printer. And then after that, I was sending out second notices. But I don't have proof of a second notice for you. So I think you're valid on that. It should go with where you're at the moment, because that's all.
Well,
you're
that is, to me, that, I mean, that is.
It does make a difference. The only.
Because their notice. Yeah, yeah. How many other people did not, how many other people got their first? So this is based off the residential rate. Is that
right,
correct? Or are there mixed?
The mixed thing, yeah.
This is based off the mixed thing.
Yeah.
But the actual, their card went out, it was as of last year's, like right. A 2020 type of evaluation. Whereas the actual of what I'm looking at that you had no clue about, I mean, I'm sure you've heard that it got shifted to commercial, is $291,832.
So the value on his card is what he would normally, if he hadn't been switched to 100% commercial, it's just like it would have gone through if I hadn't changed the rule. So he'd be right there at what it says. He's up the index proportionately, right?
Okay. And the 268 that you were here appealing.
Can I see the other four cards? Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm just
I don't know that all of those would be different, but on this one I do. Because I did look for it.
And I got the BOE sheet, 249.
And those percentages.
What's that address on that
board? I'm
151 B Forest is one.
You have that.
Okay, if he's basing it on these cards and these percentages are correct on this paper here, then obviously it would be even more with the, if it were 100% commercial. So this is supposed to still be based on a third commercial?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What he's been doing
for
years.
So why did they go up that much on this particular one, just because of what they reported as commercial?
Yep. Everyone's going to be different because they report differently for each different one.
Okay. So, but those rates are And was on the residential portion, was there still the factor increase that everybody in the county got?
Yep.
Okay.
That's why you're seeing the difference on the card from what it was the year before to what it is there.
Well, I'm kind of surprised it's only 20,000 more if it's 100% commercial.
Well, he was partially commercial before.
Well, the numbers you have on here, though, are 100% commercial, right? On this sheet, on our sheet, this is the adjusted numbers. So the number he got was, say, on this first one, he got 268, but your commercial, it's only up $20,000, right? The one we have on here from the card, or from the one we have on here, is supposedly for 100% commercial. This number was the number he got in the mail, the 268. So you're only about $20,000 up.
Because that's the structure. The commercial aspect is going to affect this number.
Right, and that's the commercial increase. I thought it would be more. I was just curious. Okay.
I have some numbers here.
245.
I mean.
Are we doing this one still?
I mean, even if, but he's still appealing the assessment, that's the ones that he got. Let's assume not even the ones, the increase he got. You're still appealing the increases you got because they're all up in the 40% range.
Right.
Okay. 260. What were your reported commercial numbers of rentals last year? Or were those reported? Were they not reported last year?
No, I didn't. I don't think I reported.
Well, do you understand that if you've reported them this year, and so basically it comes out to about a third of your residents was deemed commercial. Do you understand why that would go up because of the fact that you reported those room nights and it is now a third?
Say that again.
In other words, because you reported the number of nights as they requested on here, they basically deemed a third of your property as commercial, okay? And it turns out that your notice didn't give you notice that she's trying to go to 100% commercial or all properties, but your notice didn't include that 100% commercial.
All these notices on here
do not include.
So 100%. No one was notified.
These notices are just based on the across the board increase that everybody got and whatever he reported.
Correct.
I think there's a pretty serious issue if they weren't notified of that on their card. And
I agree, but these values that he got are based on last year. So I guess I agree that I don't think that we can go. We can do anything because you didn't send out the notice on the second card. I don't think we can do anything on these properties if they were not notified of that increase.
Right, and I need to look at the others.
Yeah, but we do need to address, he's still asking for a reduction of what is on his notice anyway. Okay, so if we can take those into account, he's asking for a reduction on those, right?
I mean, honestly, if we just went to the card, he would get a massive reduction of what he thought it was, let alone what it is.
No, he's asking. We're not going to look at this number on here because you didn't send notice.
Right,
is what I'm saying.
I know, but that's what everybody has. But,
and he's appealing this.
He's appealing his actual this appraisal
right
of
now,
his house.
Which is the actual. And what I'm saying,
wait, which is the real number? This is the real.
I think as you're saying, we have to use what's on this card. We can't use what's
right because he didn't get a second.
Because that's what he's appealing. That's what he's standing here in front of us for. So if we use this, then the justification. In other words, instead of on this first one, instead of 298, it's 268,500. Or, 268,500 is the number.
I would like to know did all the nightly rental places get the wrong car, not get the card that got sent out with last year's numbers.
Well, towards the end, like I said, we were still working, and we sent out second notices. And
so some of them yes and some of them no.
Some, yes. I was surprised that one didn't, because I was keeping track of what I sent as a second notice, so I don't know why it didn't come out.
Well, this will come up again, and we'll have to deal with it.
I think
I think he's still here standing in front of us on this appeal for this number. And so, you know, what I'm having trouble on this number, this was assessed because we had the countywide increase on the factor, plus based on the room nights. So the room nights that he's reported, and they're different for each one of the properties, caused a portion of that property to become commercial. And that's why he has, I'm talking out loud here because I want you to understand, I think we're, as you can tell, we're not going to hold you to the number that's on our sheet here, which would actually be more of an increase, but you obviously still had a substantial increase, and I'm trying to explain to you that the reason that they did that is because you have reported these room nights, which caused a portion of your residents to be taxed as commercial, which is at the higher rate. Are you following me on that?
So the way it was done last year and the year prior and the year prior was if you rented your room out 100 nights, those 100 nights, and you say, I rented my room out 100 nights. Mm-hmm. We have plenty of people. I mean, there are, not everybody reports, but there's a fair amount of people that report, which is, anyway. So you rented out 100 nights. That 100 nights, you pay 32% commercial rate on those 100 nights. You pay 19% residential rate on the other 265 nights, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's how it had been done. So evidently you had reported this year at some level, or they know?
Those reportings were from last year. That's what those are coming off of. I switched everything this year to 100% commercial. We did not send the letters out because we went to 100% commercial.
Right, but this one is based on room nights.
This is based on 2020s.
2020 room nights.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I don't understand is how can if this first part of my argument, it went up 40% and it didn't, it's not because it went to 100% commercial. And I'm still paying.
That's true.
So what I'm requesting is that it not be more than 15% according to the statute, because it's still in residential, at least part of it, you know, whatever you want to call it. In the old way, it was considered part residential
and part commercial. It's a mix.
Right.
Deal, whatever,
so part of
use.
It was according to the statute. Now I don't think that there's a statute that says, if it's half residential, then do this. Obviously, there's not a statute
and
that applies.
And that's where
we wish there was.
Yeah.
This one here does
sound. Honestly, for last year, it was residential.
Yes.
And with some commercial applications to it, but it still was residential. This is
right.
Obviously a new statute.
So I'm just requesting that it not be raised more than 15%. According, because last year it was residential,
and it's not going up because it's residential. It's going up because it's commercial classification.
Commercial rate too.
He's reported his room nights, and that therefore that portion has been increased as commercial property.
Well, now they're doing it all.
Well, but not on his. We're not doing it on his because they didn't get the notices out. We're only dealing with the prior. How method of what they were doing. They're doing a percentage commercial and a percentage residential. And
this
had it gone up, if had the residential portion gone up over 15%, then he's absolutely right. But it's not the residential proportion that went up, it's the commercial portion that went up.
And we still have the classification issue.
Right.
That's the reason why you can't go off with assessed value, because you have to go off with appraised value to get that.
Right. Because part of it was assessed at 0.32 and part of it was assessed at 0.19.
So The thing I don't understand is why in 2021,